This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Progress is being made in Yemen towards peaceful dialogue, according to the Secretary General's special advisor in the country. Jamal Ben Omar briefed the Security Council on Tuesday, warning that there are extremists within many sides who want these negotiations to fail. He added that any side that would want to pursue a military solution would be inviting a protracted conflict in the vein of a Libya or Syria-like scenario. Yemen has experienced deepening instability and widespread violence following the political turmoil that started with protests in 2011. The well-being of South Sudanese people needs to be ahead of all other interests, according to the UN Secretary General. Ban Ki-moon on Wednesday urged the country's president, Salva Kiir, and former vice president, Riek Machar, to make the necessary compromises to conclude a power-sharing agreement. The deadline set for the conclusion of the South Sudan negotiations to end an ongoing conflict since December 2013 is set for the 5th of March. A new bill by the Victoria State's government in Australia to repeal restrictive laws regulating protests in the country has been welcomed by a UN human rights expert. The UN Special Rapporteur on the Rights to Freedom of Peaceful Assembly, Maina Kiai, said public space must be made available for individuals and groups in order for them to exercise their fundamental freedoms. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.